just to the head. It gets beyond all the headlines you read. Don't need lip service with a wink and a nod. You need a man on a mission from God. Well, not to worry, here's Bob in your life.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Well, today, the Tea Party protests occurred all over the country, and if they're anything like in Denver, Colorado, there was a huge turnout. Colorado Right to Life was there, American Right to Life, dozens of pro-lifers, probably a total of 30 pro-life signs, protest signs, pictures of aborted children, and I'll talk to you about the connection between Do Not Steal and Do Not Murder, and why it's relevant at such a protest. But I would say there were about 3,000 to 4,000 people at Denver's Tea Party. It was a huge event, and Colorado Right to Life had their truth truck circling the Capitol. And if you were at a Tea Party protest, please feel free to call. Give us your thoughts, 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278, 1-800-836-9278. I'll tell you what some of the signs said. Some of the signs said things like, please don't tell Obama what comes after a trillion. That's a good one. Please don't tell Obama what comes after a trillion. I'll keep my money, you keep the change. Don't blame me, I voted for the American. That's funny. 99% of Democrats give the rest a bad name. There are a lot of funny signs, but many of the people there, we had a member of American Right to Life walk around and just ask people holding signs, good signs, interesting signs, signs against socialism, for example, out of control government, welfare, socialist spending. And they were asked, what do you think about abortion? And for example, one guy who's holding a great sign, he's part of the crowd, and he said, I'm all for it. I'm all for it. Other people, thankfully, I'd say this group was a bit more pro-life than an average sampling of Americans. But other people, they'd be confused, but then they'd say, how can you abort a child when it is a gift from God? So that's pretty neat. Another guy said he was a doctor, an MD, and he said abortion is a very, very serious decision, but since Obama is for euthanasia, I've changed to pro-life. Just if people's thinking, I'm thrilled the guy changed to pro-life. It's amazing that the slaughter of countless children doesn't make you understand that it's wrong, but I'm glad he realized that euthanasia is another form of murder. And now he's pro-life. And telling someone it's a very, very serious decision, that's a really bad thing to say about raping a woman or lynching a black man or killing a baby. Well, it's a very, very, very serious decision. You have to really think through all the consequences. So, and there were, one lady was very, she said she's strongly pro-choice. She was strongly pro-choice, and now she's very strongly pro-life. And she was with the MD. So all kinds of interesting people there out of the 3,000 to 4,000 people at the Denver Tea Party, the Tea Party protest. In a couple weeks, there's going to be a radio broadcast in the Midwest, and I won't give the city, but it's a city with a 50,000 watt AM radio station. That's typically the most powerful radio station that we have in this country. And the host of the most popular program on that station contacted American Right to Life today and said, we are planning to air the audio of Focus on the Strategy, the DVD, and they asked for permission, and American Right to Life granted permission. So we'll report on that after the fact, once that program airs, and we'll let you know how it went. But American Right to Life has these videos, focus on the strategy and focus on the strategy too. And I heard a rumor. Is it right to spread rumors on the air? I heard a rumor that focus on the strategy 3 is in post-production, that all the original footage, the video tape, is all down, and it's now in front of the editors, and hopefully focus on the strategy 3 will be as powerful. It'll be hard to match the power and impact of focus on the strategy and focus on the strategy 2. Christian documentaries, DVDs that have gone out to thousands of people around the country. And one leader today, I'll give you a separate testimony about that. Sometimes I don't give the names of the people or the stations who are about to promote something that American Right to Life is working on, to let them have their battle and somewhat without interference from me here at Bob and Your Live. But one leader contacted me today and said, Bob, I want to let you know about Focus on the Strategy 1, the first DVD. He said, I've been showing that for the past few months to the leaders, the Christian pro-family leaders that I work with. I've been actually holding video nights at my home and inviting leaders in to watch, and they're all stunned. And it's making an enormous impact. So if you have not seen Focus on the Strategy or the sequel, Focus on the Strategy 2, please call up. You could get them from Bob and Your Live. You could go online to our website, kgov.com. You could get them from American Right to Life. But wherever you get it from, you owe it to yourself to view the video. And if you called us, the phone number is the same as the call-in number, 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278. We're going to go to the phones. If you went to a tea party, call us in Wheat Ridge, Colorado. Mark, welcome to Bob and Your Live.
Hello, Brother Enyart.
Hello, Mark.
I was at the tea party, and I think it went very well. There was a lot of people. Everybody seemed happy, polite. So there were some good speeches.
Yeah.
And there wasn't a lot of a mess, believe it or not. People picked up after themselves.
Yeah, you know, it tends to be true that conservatives tend to be more polite and clean,
clean
than liberal. You go to a liberal concert or something, and, I mean, it is filthy. You want
to
talk
to get things right, back normal.
You want to talk about pollution. I remember going to a three-day Jesus rally in Florida, Jesus 76, with over 20,000 people camping out for 3 days. And when it was over, Mark, there was no litter on the ground.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think you're right. I can see that.
Yeah, and it's the goal is to be a testimony. You know, we care about the people who clean the grounds even.
Mm-hmm.
Of course you do. You care about everybody.
Well, anyway, I saw the pro-life truck. And it circled around, I'd say, 4 or 5 times.
Yeah, that truck continually made its rounds around the Capitol. And with its giant 16-foot-wide signs of aborted children. And do you remember the Bible verse that was on the truck?
I could not make it out from my vantage point, no.
All right. Well, I know thousands of people were able to read it. Large letters. It was Proverbs 16, verse 8. Proverbs 16, 8. And God says through the book of Proverbs, inspiring King Solomon, God says, better is a little with righteousness than vast revenue with injustice.
Proverbs 6, 8.
Proverbs chapter 16, verse 8.
16, 8.
Yeah, better is a little with righteousness
than great revenues without right.
Without right, with injustice.
That's right.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And people would come up to me. I was holding a sign of an aborted child and a pro-lifer. We were standing in teams throughout the crowd holding big pictures of aborted children and then that Bible verse. And people would come up and say, what does that have to do with this rally? And we would say, murder trumps stealing.
Oh, it all fits together. There's socialism, which causes murder and want, the respect for life, we need. And also, there was a crowded contingency of pro-Second Amendment. We have a right to arm ourselves. We have the right to life.
Well, that's true.
And
hey, Mark.
The fruits of our profits.
Yeah. Everything you're saying is true. Could I make a suggestion to you?
Yes, sir.
When you refer to the right to bear arms as a Second Amendment right, you are undermining the right.
Go on.
When we refer to the right to free speech as our First Amendment right, or the right to religion as your First Amendment right, you are unintentionally teaching the public and those around you that rights come from the government.
That's right. I just kind of slipped out of my mouth.
Yeah.
Our rights come from God.
Our
the
rights,
government just has a duty to
uphold
those rights. Yes,
right.
Yes, you are right.
Right.
Thank you.
And so the First Amendment affirms our God-given right to free speech. The Second Amendment affirms our God-given right to defend ourselves. You know, the NRA talks about guns for hunting. Well, hunting is great. Praise the Lord. Go shoot a deer. Go eat it. That's great, but that's not the point. The point is for self-defense.
And I think all the pro-lifers out there, too, I think we made it clear that all these things fit together. These people, you know, that are just focused on, which is important,
yeah.
The anti-socialism, or would we call it the right for self-defense?
Yeah.
The right to life. It all fits together.
Hey, Mark, in God's word, when wicked governments, they would come and suppress the freedom of the people, and wicked governments would disarm the people. Wicked governments would do that. Like the Germans, they took away all the guns owned by the Jews. The Germans confiscated the guns of the Jews.
That's right. 1935, Hitler said, "This year we'll go down in history. For the first time, a civilized nation has full gun registration. Our streets will be safer, our police more efficient, and the world will follow our lead."
Wow.
Sure.
Wow, Mark, you got that at the tip of your tongue. And in fact, Germany, the Nazis' gun control laws, some of their laws have been modeled almost word for word in America and were adopted by our Congress for our own gun control.
The Gun Control Act of 68 was lifted right from Nazi Germany, sadly.
Hey, Mark, you're part of the brightest audience in the country. Thank you.
Well, thank you. You keep at it.
All right.
I'm going to keep listening.
All right. God bless you. Mark from Wheat Ridge attended Denver's Tea Party. So American Right to Life sent out an email blast yesterday to pro-lifers around the country, encouraging them if they go to their Tea Party protest, even though it's an economic Tea Party, American Right to Life, and now I'll quote to you from Jill Stanek's blog. She's one of the more popular pro-life bloggers / journalist in the country. And Jill Stanek, this was on her blog yesterday, and it's still there, of course. She wrote an article on the Tea Parties and said, and quote it, "American Right to Life is recommending that pro-lifers join or crash, depending on whether one feels welcome or not, Tea Parties with graphic signs of aborted children, stating it will have its truth truck." Actually, in this case, in Denver here, it was the Colorado Right to Life truth truck. In other cities, there were other pro-life truth trucks at their Tea Parties, stating it will have truth trucks at a couple of Tea Party locations. And Jill Stanek wrote, "While I sometimes disagree with American Right to Life strategy, in this case, I agree." And then she quotes from the American Right to Life email blast. Here we go. "When the innocent are being slaughtered wholesale in a government-sanctioned systematic genocide, other ministries to alcoholics, to the illiterate, to the overburdened taxpayer, etc., other ministries remain valid but should be prioritized and put in perspective. And please don't worry about upsetting some conservatives by interfering with," quote, "their event," unquote, the Tea Party protests. "To end child killing," and this is on Jill Stanek's blog, which fascinates me, and this is continuing quoting American Right to Life, "to end child killing, we're going to have to greatly increase the social tension over abortion. And since we've maximized our efforts over the years to confront the abortionists, the increase in social tension over child killing will have to target conservatives and Republicans who have grown comfortable and tolerant of decriminalized abortion. Wow. Let's go to the phones in Westminster, Colorado. Jan, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Hi, Bob.
Thank you. You're welcome.
I was at the Tea Party today.
Yeah.
Standing about 5 feet from the podium, there were many of us up there who were talking about abortion and homosexuality.
Mm.
Fortunately, being right in that area put us in direct contact with some of the senators.
Mm-hmm.
A document was delivered to the Senate and the House today called God's Truth Will Set You Free. And it has Romans 1:18, Romans 1:24, and 2 Peter 3:7.
Wow.
And at the bottom of the document, it says, ask God where you stand with him.
Wow.
So, and I'd like to get you a copy of that.
Yeah, could you please?
Would
you like to email it or mail it, Jan?
I'll send an email to you.
Yeah, bob@kgov.com.
Right. But there was a lot of discussion, like I said, regarding abortion and homosexuality up in that area.
Mike Kaufman, former Colorado state treasurer, who's now a U.S. representative.
Right.
He was elected overwhelmingly. And by the way, he was one of the few running for office Republicans who strongly embraced the personhood movement. He supported it. He was really a hero. In fact, oh, and by the way, he was there today.
Right.
He came up to the pro-life groups with their signs. He lamented that more of the people there were not speaking out against child killing. But he was very encouraging, very supportive. And he was on KL Radio right before the election. And he misspoke, Jan. He accidentally said that he was against abortion. And then he added, except for rape and incest,
mm-hmm.
He meant to say, even in cases of rape and incest. So Colorado Right to Life was shocked because they knew he was strong and would not advocate intentionally killing any kids. And so they contacted him, and he was shocked to find out what he actually said on the air.
Mm-hmm.
And he got to Kaplis and Silverman, requested to come back on the show to correct the record. And he stated, and this is just 2 days or so before the election, 3 days before, he said, I am against abortion. Abortion is wrong. It doesn't matter the circumstances of the child's conception. If the child's father is a criminal, you don't kill the baby.
Right.
So Mike Kaufman was a hero then. He is a hero now.
Well, one of the statements underneath Romans 1:18 is asking the Senate and the House members, and it says, is the blood of the dead children resting on your hands?
Mm. And of course it is.
And this was read to them today.
You know, God said, if you don't warn the society about their killing of the innocent, if you don't warn them, their blood is on your hands.
Right.
Imagine, Jan, if it's worse than that, if not only do people not warn, but so many people are tolerant. So many people support. Like American Right to Life, a surveyor going around and asking, what do you think about abortion? And people there with great signs saying, oh, I'm all for it. The God who said, do not steal, also said, do not murder.
That's correct.
And I asked one guy was upset that we had these signs at an economic protest. And he said, I'm pro-life. This is uncalled for. And I said, murder trumps stealing. You know, once they've murdered you, they can't really steal anymore from you. Murder trumps stealing, and he was upset. And so I asked him if he were in Germany during the Holocaust and he was upset about the taxes being too high, if there was a tax protest during the Holocaust and people came bringing pictures of the Jews who were being gassed and burned to death, buried alive, would he object to them being there, saying, this is not the right place, get out of here? And he said, yeah, I would.
Wow.
So that's what we're up against. We're up against people who even claim to be pro-life, but you know what they dislike more than child killing? They dislike pro-lifers. Just like more than hating slavery, Christians hated abolitionists. They hated abolitionists more than they hated slavery.
And I would think that they would even dislike, even to a greater extent, the sovereignty of God.
Well, yeah, God is the one whose standard we should be upholding, right?
Exactly, yes.
Yeah, and so really it's rebellion against God.
It is.
And do not steal, that's really significant because God said do not steal. But when somebody steals, God said the punishment is restitution. When somebody murders the innocent, the punishment God said was death. Do not murder is a much more severe sin, and it's a much more severe crime than do not steal, violating do not steal. Thank you, Jan.
Thank you.
May God bless you. Some people were downright enraged that pro-lifers were there, and many of those people were open pro-aborts. One gentleman I talked to, I said that it's wrong to intentionally kill a child. And he wanted to distract and talk about war, you know, the Iraq war, Vietnam war, whatever. And I said, well, could you agree with me that it is wrong to intentionally kill a person? Could you agree with that? It is wrong to intentionally kill an innocent person. That's what I said. And he said, and he was getting all upset about Iraq and Bush. There's a lot of Bush hatred out there. And I said, well, can we have a common ground? Is it wrong to intentionally kill an innocent person? And he said, I don't know if I could agree to that. I don't know in what circumstances. I said, well, in the circumstance when they're innocent and you're intentionally killing them, is it wrong to intentionally kill an innocent person? And he couldn't agree. He was upset that Bush killed some people, but he didn't know if he thought it was wrong to intentionally kill an innocent person. So this is what we're up against, and it's always good to go to the fundamentals. Go to the fundamentals. Dig down deep. Get to the root cause of somebody's statement or somebody's views or positions. Dig down, dig deep. And let's go to Aurora. Vic, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Hi, Bob. How you doing today?
Good, sir. What's up?
Well, I couldn't make it. I had to work today, so while I was out delivering, I drove around the block a few times around the Capitol, saw a couple of my Colorado pro-life heroes, Doug McBurney in the Truth Truck, and Ken Scott standing on the sidewalk there.
All right.
And I have a bit of an anecdote for you. I was coming from the west on Colfax, and from all the other way on the other side of I-25, it was bumper-to-bumper traffic. It was just incredible.
Mm.
And I drive around there every day, so this is pretty much unusual.
Yeah, it was unusual, right. The media was out, TV stations, the police were out.
Right. Well, just checking all the cars, I noticed usually downtown there is a significant percentage of cars with Obama stickers on them.
Yeah.
I saw none.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means,
well,
if anything.
And Vic, some of the signs were funny, like 99% of Democrats give the rest a bad name.
I saw a young boy with one that said, please don't spend my future.
Please don't spend my future. Don't blame me. I voted for the American. That's funny. And one guy talked about a village in Kenya that was missing an idiot. I couldn't quite figure out what... A village in Kenya was missing its idiot. I wasn't sure what they meant.
Maybe he ran away. Anyway, God bless you, Bob.
Hey, thanks, Vic. Appreciate that.
Bye.
And please don't tell Obama what comes after a trillion. Now, that's funny, right? How long is it before a deficit would increase by a factor of 1,000 and we'd have a quadrillion-dollar national debt? Quadrillion-dollar national debt. That'd be coming, no? So capitalism rules, socialism drools. Had some great talks with people. One sign, I'm not your ATM. I'm not your ATM. And I'll keep my money, you keep the change. So a lot of fun stuff. But just because someone was there angry about high taxes doesn't mean that that person's not the enemy. Right? Undoubtedly, there were anti-Semites in Germany who didn't like to pay high taxes. Undoubtedly. So because you're interested in your own financial welfare doesn't mean that you're not the enemy. You're the enemy if you oppose God. If you oppose God. And it was fascinating to talk to people One guy, I explained to him that we get our right to life from God. Your rights don't come from the majority. He was arguing that there is no God. I said, where do your rights come from? He didn't know how to answer. He's an adult. He's had his whole life to think about these fundamental matters. Your right comes from God. Your right to life comes from your creator. And his wheels were turning. He was trying to think of where does his rights come from. I said, your rights don't come from the majority. If they did, they could just take them away. And that means they're not rights, are they? Your rights don't come from the government. Your rights come from your creator. They are inalienable. They're non-negotiable. You can't trade them away. And so it was pretty fascinating. Some people were angry. One guy, I explained to him that your rights come from God. And if you support killing innocent children, you will stand before God on Judgment Day. And he laughed. He said, you know what? You're right. I do hate God. I said, and you kill kids. And he put his hands up in the air. He said, that's right. I kill kids. That's right. And I like it. I said, you're evil. And he said, yes, I am evil. So just interesting conversations. And then a great talk with a Christian guy about the form of government. And we talked about our founding fathers thinking that spending bills should start in the House of Representatives because the House of Representatives would be fiscally responsible. And we both had a big laugh about that. I mean, you really chuckle in hindsight when you see what a lack of wisdom our founding fathers had when they thought they sort of bought into the lie that people are basically good. The humanism, it's secular humanism. A biblical worldview is that people are sinners in rebellion against God and we need to be reconciled to God through Jesus Christ. A secular humanist view where people are basically good. So if you have a large committee like the House of Representatives, it will be good and it will be fiscally responsible. Isn't that ridiculous? Maranatha Christian Center, what a great school. And our website is kgov, kgov.com.